Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. What's going on with the weather? After months of torrential rain up and down the east coast, New South Wales is being hit again by severe flooding, with tens of thousands of people being evacuated. Today, my colleague Gavin Coote takes us to the hardest hit communities and University of New South Wales climate scientist Argus Santoso explains why there could be much more rain to come.
So the flooding emergency in New South Wales continues with warnings across Greater Sydney and the system moving north into other
areas. Emergency services
are
warning the crisis is far from over, with 50,000 people under evacuation orders and warnings
across. But when those evacuation orders are provided and those evacuation warnings come as well, leave immediately. We've gone through a very difficult time. We've had fires and numerous floods, and those orders ensure that we get people out safely.
Gav, I mean, you've been out covering these floods. What's it been like?
So I went to places like Camden, southwest of Sydney, which sort of forms part of the sort of the Nepean Valley, which forms then part of the Hawkesbury Nepean Valley, and then Windsor, further northwest of Sydney. Everything is so wet. The catchments are wet. The ground is sodden. And so it takes such just a small amount of water, really, a small rain event to trigger, you know, even minor flood warnings. And you can almost mirror the events that happened in March this year to what's happened now. I'm meeting the same people that are seeing the same conditions. And what happened in March is not normal. That was a really serious flood event.
And Nepean rivers are rising rapidly, and residents of suburbs in Sydney, southwest and northwest, have been told to leave. Nine regions are under evacuation orders, stretching.
So people like Jeremy Muller, who I met, he's on a cul-de-sac in Windsor. He's been living there for 6 years now. He knew it's a flood-prone area, but really, he wouldn't have expected to see his cul-de-sac go underwater, but he's had to leave three times in the last 18 months.
This will be our third one of this size in the 6 years. We've had other floods, but it hasn't really come into the street like this, where we are.
And it's starting to look a bit familiar, or a bit similar to the March event, is it?
Yeah, it's certainly got that feeling about it.
How are you feeling?
Nervous, like probably a lot of people, is when's it going to stop? Hopefully soon.
And when do you sort of make the call? When's the trigger point for evacuating?
We won't be staying here tonight. We're just trying to put a few things up high that we can't replace and stuff like that. We're one of the lucky ones. We do have insurance.
Once you're out, you know, you're staying with friends, you'll stay there for as long as you need to before it's safe to come back?
Oh, we don't want to overstay our welcome. That's what makes it hard, is this is the third time in 3 years that we've gone and stayed with them. And we don't want to overstay our welcome.
So Jeremy Muller and so many other people have been hit over and over again. I mean, you've been there with them. What toll is it taking?
Well, they're really getting extremely worn down. They're tired. There's the physical and the mental toll it's taking. It's really leading to this sense of, there's obviously a sense of fatigue, but also a sense of, I guess, despair, I guess, about what do we do next? Do we rebuild? Do we wait for the next one? If there's talk of more La Nina coming, they are just absolutely dreading the next event of flood. So in places like Camden, where they've had not three but four major flood events in the last sort of 18 months, people like Kevin Shaw, who I met, he's a local resident. He's lived there for his whole life, and he just spent the whole, you know, last flood cleaning up the bowling and sporting club that he helps run. The whole bottom floor was completely destroyed, and they had just started rebuilding that. So what do they do now? He's not sure what to do, and the talk of basically this weather system maybe being here to stay or coming back later in the year is just fills him with complete dread.
We put everything upstairs that we could drag up there, all the poker machines, TVs, everything that we could put up there went up there. You know, ATMs and Keno tab machines, everything. I was down there at 5 o'clock this morning, you know, and other people were down there at 5 o'clock this morning doing exactly the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And what can you do now the water's up so high? Is there anything you can do, or do you just sit back and wait?
sit back and relax and wait for the water to recede. And when the water recedes, we go through that process again. You know, it's just a massive job. Yeah.
We knew that, you know, this is kind of the conditions we're dealing with, the sort of cycle of weather conditions at the moment. But did you expect these kind of conditions to come back so quickly?
No, definitely not. No, never in a million years, you know. To have three floods or four floods we've had since March, April to now in 1 year is unbelievable. We haven't had a flood this size since 1988. You know, 40 years ago, we had floods like this. Yeah.
I'm Aku Santoso. I'm a senior research scientist at the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre.
Argus, this latest flooding, it's really confined at the minute to New South Wales, but the amount of rain that we've had this year up and down the east coast of the country, it's been crazy. What is going on?
Yes, it's been crazy, in fact. And this time, this flooding is actually has got more to do with the ground being so wet. It's been saturated. For the past 2 years, we've been having this wet weather. And that is consistent with occurrence of back-to-back La Niñas since year 2020. And that is driving up all the rain. And scientists and weather forecasters have been watching what's going on in the tropical Pacific Ocean to see how long this current La Niña will last.
What do they look at to see how long it will last?
So they're looking at the temperature over the central to eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean. So if when that threshold exceeds about 0.5 degrees Celsius, that will be an El Nino. If it's below minus 0.5 degrees Celsius, that will be a La Niña.
Wet, soggy summer. The Weather Bureau declaring La Niña is back, bringing with it months of storms, floods and cyclones.
La Niña is a natural cycle of the climate system, and we've been having it 2 years in a row now. And potentially we might be having another one at the end of this year.
The 2021 to 22 La Niña has come to an end. La Niña could return in spring. So we've shifted to a La Niña watch. La Niña refers to changes in...
Okay, well, let's come to that in a minute.
Yeah.
It seems like we're breaking so many records at the moment when it comes to rainfall. Is that right?
Well, this one potentially is going to break record, but for the past 2 years, the rainfall records have been broken. For example, in the week ending 24th of March 2021, that was the wettest week for New South Wales since national daily records began in 1900.
Okay, well, we're all pretty sick of the weather. I think that's safe to say. And we've heard from people in the worst affected areas in Sydney and its surrounds, and they're just absolutely fed up. It's been such a difficult time. You mentioned we might have another La Niña. I thought it was rare to even have two together. And now you're saying we could have three.
Yeah. In fact, having two in a row is not very rare for La Niña. It would be rare for El Niño, but for La Niña it's quite common to having 2 years in a row. But having a third one is actually quite rare. In fact, since 1950s, we only had two. It was in 1973 to 75, 98 to 2000. And this could potentially be another one. And we put it this probability of event appearing at around 60%.
Hang on, so 60% chance.
Yeah.
So it's more likely than not. I mean, how do you come up with that percentage?
We look at climate models. So we forecast what's going to happen in the tropical Pacific using climate models. For example, the Bureau of Meteorology surveyed 8 climate models, and in fact, 5 out of 8 point to a La Niña condition towards the end of the year. And that would mean we could potentially see a wetter than average spring and summer. Although in terms of intensity, we do not know for sure whether it's going to be a weak or strong La Niña. Even if we have a weak La Niña, that could potentially mean flooding because we've been having wet conditions for quite a long time.
More widely, why is this happening? I mean, how does this fit with climate change? We thought with climate change, things are meant to get warmer and drier, not colder and wetter.
Well, yes, the prediction would be on average a drier condition into the future, but it does not mean we would not have any wet extremes. And what's happening right now is a condition whereby we can have a long-term drought interrupted by years of wet conditions. So potentially it is a scenario where we could have a year of bushfires followed by a year of flooding, and that is not a very good outlook. We have to be prepared for what's going to come in the future.
Argos Santoso is a climate scientist at the University of New South Wales. There have been more than 100 evacuation orders issued in Sydney and its surrounds. The weather front is expected to move north to the Hunter and onto Queensland. This episode was produced by Flint Duxfield. Additional production by Sydney Pede and Chris Dengate, who also did the mix. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all of our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.